It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And today we're going to talk about the NFL's $64 million question.
Excellent.
Is the NFL's commissioner really worth $64 million per year? Roger Goodell, the top man in charge of America's highest profile professional sport, was paid $64 million in 2021. He leads a 32-team pro football enterprise worth approximately $144 billion. That's a lot. But by comparison, the CEO of ExxonMobil earned about $18 million in total compensation, salary, bonuses, and the like, in 2021. And he's in charge of an energy empire worth over $400 billion. But believe it or not, the National Football League's current commissioner thinks he's deserving of a raise. So let's examine this curious case. At the fall annual meeting of the NFL owners in New York City this week, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was all alone as he dared to question this important issue. JJ thinks that the league has been overpaying this man in charge of the NFL's 32 valuable professional football franchises. And regardless of what you might personally think about Jerry Jones and his daily operations of the Dallas Cowboys, the man is very smart and clearly understands how to grow his own personal wealth. Jones' initial investment of $140 million to purchase the Dallas Cowboys back in 1988 has grown exponentially to an estimated value of $7 billion today. In a previous post, I showed that Jerry Jones' initial investment has generated a 12.5% annual rate of return since 1988. Jerry Jones and the other 31 NFL owners must independently cover their own annual cost of operating their football teams. That hasn't been very difficult in recent years. Each NFL team must pay for their player salaries, in this case a cash outlay, which is averaging more than $225 million per team this year, and all the other team expenses. But before you shed any tears about the cost of NFL operations, each team also shares in the revenues from several lucrative television network contracts granting broadcast rights to the NFL's weekly games. When you add in the stadium ticket sales, team merchandising revenue, in-stadium concessions and parking and other sources of income, an NFL team's revenue should easily cover the annual operating cost this year. As long as every NFL team is able to avoid losing money in a particular year, the value of their initial investment after purchasing the team continues to grow at a rate of return which is the envy of most of us average investors. Simply put, the primary job of the NFL commissioner is to continue to increase the value of the investments held by those 32 franchise owners.
Yes!
This week, a motion was put before the 32 NFL billionaires in the room as to whether to enter into a new, translated, more lucrative contract for the current commissioner, Roger Goodell. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones simply asked the obvious elephant in the room question to the other 31 franchise owners. What does Roger Goodell do to deserve being paid $64 million per year? Jerry Jones wanted Commissioner Goodell's pay to be tied to more clear and tangible targets than his current contract apparently called for. And when thinking about Roger Goodell's job, I consider him as being like a professional financial investment advisor or counselor for 32 very tightly knit clients. Some investors are willing to pay a top financial advisor up to 1% of their total investment value in order to actively manage the client's financial assets. And in the process, you must trust this professional will protect your investments at all times and generally beat the market's average annual rate of return. You also hope for exceptional returns to justify that annual cost of this financial advisor's healthy commission. For most NFL fans, Commissioner Roger Goodell has been the man who has routinely irritated us by moving some regular season football games to London and playing football games on Thursday night. Yuck! He's inserted himself into controversial issues such as player suspensions too. Commissioner Goodell, though, has done a masterful job at one thing: minimizing the public discourse about the increasing levels of brain damage or those CTE cases in football players resulting from repeated helmet-to-helmet contact. Commissioner Goodell snuffs out negative press nearly as effectively as The Godfather eliminated any new local competition. Though the commissioner may be regarded as the NFL's designated bad guy by football fans, his actions are guided by an overarching goal of generating additional revenues for the league, now and in the future, and increasing the net worth of each of the league's 32 franchise owners. That is Roger Goodell's real role. He is a highly paid professional caretaker of the billionaire's NFL franchise values. That's why the NFL commissioner became involved in matters such as how long the Cleveland Browns must keep quarterback Deshaun Watson benched after his numerous creepy but apparently not illegal interactions with massage therapists down in Houston. He wants the public to believe that the NFL expects its players to be upstanding citizens. The NFL commish is also charged with protecting the league's image and reputation with millions of fans and hundreds of business partners. Roger Goodell's job, like his predecessors, has been to protect the NFL shield at all times. The commissioner has done an exceptionally good job in generating television revenues for the franchise owners. Why do you think the NFL has television contracts with CBS for the AFC games, Fox for the NFC games, NBC, the Sunday night game, ESPN, ABC for the Monday night game, and now Amazon on that Thursday night game? The league has smartly thrown a proverbial bone to as many dogs as possible in hopes that they will return in a few years willing to ante up the going price once again. For the league's television partners, the NFL delivers millions of viewers in the most lucrative advertising demographics. Though the majority of NFL viewers are still men, the league has continued to entice more women viewers over the past few decades, too. The NFL has been very successful at building an audience in which most advertisers are seeking to pitch their products. From noon until 11 p.m. every Sunday in the fall, televised NFL football games will consistently deliver the largest block of television viewers for the entire broadcast week. Sunday's matchup of the Buffalo Bills at the Kansas City Chiefs on CBS drew over 25 million viewers. Then on Sunday night, the much-anticipated game featuring the Dallas Cowboys at the Philadelphia Eagles pulled in 21 million sets of eyeballs for NBC. By comparison, the highest-rated non-NFL network TV show last week was CBS's 60 Minutes, and it had 9 million viewers. And there's even a good reason that 60 Minutes was the number one non-football show. It immediately follows the final NFL game of the week, carried by CBS every Sunday afternoon. The next highest rated non-football television show last week, 7 million viewers. Televised NFL football crushes all other programming. Even the most popular college football games do not measure up to the NFL's ratings. Last Saturday afternoon's thrilling last-second win by Tennessee over Alabama drew a season-high 11 million college viewers for CBS. But Sunday's slate of NFL games doubled that amount. The NFL's television ratings are the equivalent of Godzilla. They simply stomp everyone. So now let's take another look at the pay for the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, and it's time to do a little bit of sports math. The value of an NFL franchise currently ranges from a low of $3 billion, the Cincinnati Bengals, to the Dallas Cowboys' $7 billion price tag. And the average value in the league is about $4.5 billion per franchise. If we assume that the average return on the value of an NFL franchise was 12.5% last year, then the average franchise value grew by $562 million last year. If you multiply that by 32 franchises, then the NFL's combined net worth theoretically increased by nearly $18 billion in just one year. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell's annual salary of $64 million would represent just 0.36% of the collective NFL franchise's increase in net worth last year. So now, let's see how Roger Goodell's incredibly high salary compares with other similar professional sports leagues. The NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, is paid $10 million per year by the 30-team Pro Basketball League. The New York Knicks remain the most valuable hoops franchise at $6 billion. The New Orleans Pelicans bring up the rear at $1.5 billion. The NBA's current average franchise value is estimated to be about $2 billion each. In Major League Baseball, the commissioner, Rob Manfred, earns $11 million a year from the 32-team Professional Baseball League. The New York Yankees are currently valued at $6 billion, and the Miami Marlins come in last at $990 million. Like the NBA, the average pro baseball team currently is worth about $2 billion apiece. Now, based on those two comparisons, the NFL's average franchises are worth more than double the value of an average NBA or Major League Baseball team. If the basketball and baseball commissioners are paid an average of $10.5 million per year, shouldn't the NFL commissioner theoretically earn about, let's say, $25 million per season? And thus, we have the $64 million question raised by Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones at this week's NFL owners meeting. Is Commissioner Roger Goodell being overpaid for what he does when compared to the other major sports leagues? The results are in. By a 31-1 vote, the NFL ownership group overwhelmingly voted this week to proceed on negotiating a new contract agreement for current commissioner Roger Goodell. The vast majority of NFL owners are apparently quite pleased with their very highly priced investment manager. But still, Jerry, it was a nice try. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.